Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. I should have known doing Skype interviews relying on the IBM Connect Wi-Fi would be a challenge. And yes, it was. So after a promising start using the Wi-Fi for my conversation with Bill Malchilsky about Business Partner Day, yesterday's soccer tournament and Linux Fest, we quickly had to refer it back to phone. Still, with thousands of people using the Wi-Fi, that was to be expected. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well, Femke. How are you?
I'm fine. So it's about 10 p.m. here right now. I guess it's 4 p.m. on day one of IBM Connect, or should I say day zero?
Day zero. The Sunday is the pre-day. The OGS is on Monday, so that's the official day one kickoff.
Okay, so we're on day zero, and day zero traditionally is the business partner day. I guess you've been in sessions all day?
Yes, so we had a very nice business partner session, and there's going to be some wonderful demos tomorrow during the OGS based on some of the things that we saw.
Great.
And so that's under NDA, but really excited. There was a good buzz from that session. One thing that they did tweet publicly, so I think it's safe to provide a comment, would be is that Domino is the strategic mail server going forward. So a lot of people were very excited to hear that. So as was I.
I can imagine.
So it's very, very good news for a lot of people here. But the sessions were wonderful. It's a little more challenging now for those that haven't been because it used to be just Business Partner Development Day, as you mentioned. But now they're doing they had a couple sessions, but now they're doing the jump starts, and there's some master classes in addition to the BP stuff. And so the business partner sessions are in one hotel, and the others are in the Dolphin. So you may have to go back and forth a little bit to kind of catch all the content you want.
Okay. But it sounds like you've been having a very busy day then.
Absolutely, and I love it. It's my 17th conference, so 15 Lotusphere and 2 Connect, and it's great. Yes, learning a lot.
Okay, great. So for the people that don't know you, can you just explain who you are and what you do? Bill? And then we lost connection. So I called him on his mobile phone and we continued the conversation.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problems. What I was asking you is, can you just explain who you are and what you do in your daily life so that people who don't know you have an idea?
Of course. I'm an IBM champion. I've been very happy and privileged to have that title for all 4 years of the program. I started with Lotus in products in 93, and I initially did development work and loved the development package and formula language and Lotus script that they offered, and moved into administration and architecture, and I work with mostly regulated industries and keeping the administrators and out of jail, if you will, and the companies off the front page, so making sure that all the data is proper and set up. And I also enjoy doing specific projects, so say for example M&As or happen a lot where you'll have a need for one skill set, but not something that the company wants to purchase a full time. So you get to manage the divestiture or acquisition of a company and then train the team with their new responsibilities. And once the project is completed, I move on, and which I find gratifying because it's a new chapter in their life. They get to go and do something new. And so I get to help them enjoy that phase of the company's growth, and so it's exciting for me. I also am one of the leading partners with IBM Software and Linux, and help and train people throughout the world on that, how to use their IBM software on that. So I think it's quite gratifying as a whole.
Apart from the technical and strategical consulting that you do, how about social?
I'm finding that for some of my customers, the social business has been kind of slow, so I am getting up to speed because I see that there's a lot of growth potential in that. And so there's the several sessions here. Actually, I'll be going to one shortly down in the social cafe and working with them, and I am learning, like many of the business partners, all the different offerings and facets to helping customers become social businesses. So I may not be as adept as Zufemke, but I enjoy it very much and will be going to those sessions as well.
Okay. So just before we dropped off the phone line, we were talking about, Business Partner Day. Traditionally, Sunday is also the night of the Sunday party. I guess you're probably heading out after the sessions there. What is the weather like? Is it going to be outside this year, the party, or do you think they'll move it inside?
Actually, they're going with a belt and suspenders approach. They're going to have it inside and outside. So they're splitting it. So they're going to start in the product showcase, and they're doing an event down there so the vendors get more time with customers and partners to inform them of their offerings, hopefully get some business. And then there's going to be the social cafe event there as well, and there's a partner cafe event. And then they're going to go from there outside, and then they'll do the traditional party. So I think it'll be warm enough.
Okay.
If you live in Florida, it'll probably be considered chilly. But if you live north of Florida, it should be quite comfortable. And I found the weather to be quite nice today. So
yeah. Well, the pictures I've seen so far are pretty good, but although they never show you the temperatures, of course. But I do see people wearing shirts with long sleeves. So it's not as warm as it used to be in previous years, I guess.
Right. So doing some quick math. It's not 20 centigrade, but which is around 72 Fahrenheit. But I'd say it's probably 12 to 15, somewhere in that range of centigrade. So
okay.
In the mid-50s or 60s, so not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too warm, but it's not too cold either. Okay. You're looking forward to the party?
Absolutely. I enjoy it every year. And it's always good to just kind of, again, you meet so many people throughout our business lives, and it's nice when you find them here, and be it partners or community members, even just customers for different projects over the years. I always find them here, and it's great. So I enjoy that, and it usually starts right at the Sunday evening party. So always look forward to it.
Last year, one of the things that you organized or helped organize was the Saturday morning soccer tournament. And I know there was another Saturday morning soccer tournament yesterday. So who won?
We played three games, and my team won all three. We kind of split up, and we adjusted the skill test and moved some of the players around a little bit. But unexpectedly, we won all three games, so it was a lot of fun. And then we turned the tables, so to speak, and we went from soccer or football outside of the United States and went over to American football. We played what we call flag football, and so we had two Americans on each team, and then we balanced out the Europeans who were playing and had a great time. And the Europeans, two of them in particular, were a little uncomfortable because they never played the sport. They knew of it, but they'd never played it before. And they just had a wonderful time, and they made some amazing plays on defense and offense. And so I'm not necessarily believing that they'd never played it or seen the game before, because they did a great job, and we all had a lot of fun.
Okay. Last year, I was also playing the American flag football game, and it was the first time I played it. And to be honest, coming from a country where you never ever get to see any American football, it can be quite intimidating to have all those people running at you as soon as you get the ball. So I was very good in just getting rid of the ball instead of running with the ball. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I can imagine that it must have been a lot of fun yesterday as well.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. And everybody had a great time. We had a wonderful audience. And for the participants, particularly getting to enjoy a few rounds of the great game with the friends on the beach at Disney, is just turning to be such a wonderful experience. Everybody's already looking forward and asking about next year, and the conference hasn't even started. So I'm flattered and humbled that we've struck a chord for a Saturday morning activity. So
absolutely,
just a lot of fun.
I think you've set a new tradition there with the soccer tournaments. It's now part of the Saturday party list. Apart from the soccer tournament, you're organizing something else as well, Linux Fest?
Yes, we're going to do this. Will be our fifth year, and what we do is an unofficial session where we kind of can turn the name tag around, so to speak, and just kind of talk freely, bring your lunch over, and join us in Oceanic 2. And then we'll go through everything about Linux, whatever questions you have. I'll present the strategy that IBM is doing and some things I've done in the last year with Linux, as well as we're even going to cover this year the desktop initiative, because a lot of IBMers, and there's a strong push to use Linux desktops internally. So we have some updates on that project. And Red Hat is sponsoring us, so we're going to have plenty of swag for all the attendees. So come on down if you're listening to this and you're at Connect, 12:30 on Thursday, Oceanic 2, right on the main level in Dolphin, and bring your box lunch. Sit down with myself, Wes Morgan, and Daniel Mashup, who is a developer but also of the Start-Stop script fame, and bring your questions and have a great, informative, and lively discussion on Linux.
Okay, IBM. Great. And I will put the details of the session in the blog also, so that people can look at that to see the exact time and location. So looking at the rest of the week, what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, there's obviously some good sessions on connections, administration, and so forth, and I definitely see some growth potential in that market. So wanting to make sure that I can learn any tidbits from some of the IBM experts like Susan Bullock. I know she's had a couple sessions. One was today on the Jumpstart, so I'm looking forward to any information I can get on that. There's some good sessions on social business. I know that they're doing a strategic session on the collaborative products, particularly Notes and Domino. So I think that's some good information. Even though for those of us that have been using the products on the partner side and design program, we've seen a lot of this. It's nice to be able to go in, I find, to some of these sessions where for the masses, the public, without an NDA, saying, this is where we're going. I think that can be very helpful for our customers and for partners in general to help set their plans for the year. So I always look forward to seeing Scott Sauter speak, and Wes Morgan are just amazing. As I mentioned Susan earlier, and there's so many great sessions as well from partners in the best practices track. I don't want to go through the list there because I'll miss somebody. But those are some of the high points of things that are interest to me, in particular. So,
okay, Bill, thank you so much for making the time between sessions to have this conversation. Have a great week, and I'd love to hear from you online on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll certainly be following the tweet streams.
Excellent. Thank you. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you, Kay. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you, and you have a great week.
You too.
Well.
Bye, Bill.
Bye-bye.